The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some who are last will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus was walking through the towns and the villages, and someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" Now, if you could talk to Jesus, sit down face to face, I think he'd stop and ask him the same thing. I think I would. Right? Lord, how many people get to heaven, right? Do most people go to hell? Do most people go to heaven? It's been a big question down through the ages. You know, there's people, they've speculated and they've said, well, you know, God is so holy and so utterly transcendent that it couldn't be that most people get into heaven. People, no one's good enough, right? No one's worthy of God. And then there's others that say, oh, no. God is so loving and so merciful. It's got to be that most people make it into heaven. But, you know, here we have a story in the scriptures where he's directly asked. And he answers, "Strive to enter in." It's the only thing he says. And when you think about it, that's the only thing that Jesus could say. Because what if he said, you know what, most people don't make it. Most people flunk out. You know, you'd lose heart. You would just be so discouraging. Sometimes I think that if he said the opposite, oh, most people make it, I think that might be even worse. Because then you know, what would be the point in striving to be your best? What would be the point in making an effort if most people make it? So he says the only thing that he can possibly say, strive to enter in. But then immediately after he says that, he adds this line, many will try to enter, but they won't be strong enough. What does that mean? It means that nobody gets into heaven by their own strength. Let's remember this. It is absolutely 100% a gift of God and completely unmerited. As Christians, we're unique in believing that. Did you know that in Islam and in Judaism, they believe in a kind of holy bargain, so to speak? And it's like, you hold up your end on earth, you do your part, you keep the rules, and when it's over, God, he's going to hold up his end. You will have gotten into heaven because you earned it. We don't believe that. Could be very, very tempting to believe that. Sometimes you hear these eulogies at funerals, and it's as though they're saying by implication, you know, that Uncle Joe was such a great guy that he deserves heaven. We do not believe that. So Jesus says, strive to enter in. But this is also worth noting. Strive to enter in is not the only thing Jesus has to say on the subject of who's going to heaven and who's going to hell. In another place in the scriptures, he says, wide is the gate, and how easy the path that leads to destruction, and how many they are who choose to travel it. But how narrow is the gate, how hard is the road, and how few they are who find it, the way that leads to life. Which, you know, is something I think has even been recognized in popular culture. I like to take note of the fact that even rock music seems to recognize that there's a stairway to heaven and a highway to hell. Okay. So what do we do? How do we strive to enter in? Well, you strive to keep the commandments. You strive to accept our Lord's grace, to be faithful to your duties, to be faithful to prayer. And I think the only thing you can say about that is, if that seems like a heavy burden and a very difficult path, that's a good sign. The sign you're going on the right path. So our Lord says these words as he's making his way to Jerusalem, which means he's on his way to be crucified. He hadn't the slightest interest in trying to make you feel good. He wants to get your soul into heaven. Let's want the same thing as well as we fight the good fight and strive to enter in. Amen.